May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I read a few verses to you. This is Matthew chapter 4, verse 17. It says, "From that time Jesus began to preach and say, 'Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.'" It was the same message of John the Baptist, by the way. And then in verse 23 of the same chapter, it says, "And Jesus was going about in all of Galilee, teaching in the synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every kind of disease and every kind of sickness among the people. And news about him went out into all of Syria. They brought to him all who were ill, taken with various diseases and pains, demoniacs, epileptics, paralytics, and he healed them." In Matthew chapter 9, it says in verse 35, "And Jesus was going about all the cities and the villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every kind of disease and every kind of sickness. And seeing the multitude, he felt compassion for them, because they were distressed and downcast like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, 'The harvest is plentiful.'" Plentiful of what? People who are downcast, people who are sick and diseased, not just people who are lost. This isn't a passage about evangelism. It's about the signs and wonders of the kingdom, people being healed from the oppression of the enemy. "Therefore beseech the Lord of the harvest to send workers into the harvest." Now, I don't know if there's any transition of time between verse 38 and the first verse of chapter 10. I think if Jesus had told me, having watched him do all this stuff, said, "The harvest is plentiful, the laborers are few, now beseech the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into the harvest," I'd have been praying for that. And whatever the time was, it says, "And having summoned the 12 disciples, he gave them authority, jurisdiction over unclean spirits, to cast them out, to heal every kind of disease and every kind of sickness. And he said to them, 'As you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is here. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely you've received, freely give.'" This is from Luke chapter 4. He heals Simon Peter's mother-in-law, is doing other healings, verse 41. "And demons were also coming out of many, crying and saying, 'You are the Son of God.' Rebuking them, he would not allow them to speak, because they knew him to be the Christ. When the day departed, he went to a lonely place, and the disciples were searching for him, came to him, tried to keep him from going away from them. And he said to them, 'I must preach the kingdom of God to the other cities also, for I was sent for this purpose.'" Jesus said his purpose was to send, was to preach the kingdom of heaven. And we know that revival looks like when the kingdom of heaven breaks into our reality. But the way Christians pray is they pray as if they're in their songs that heaven would come down to earth. God's bring heaven to earth. Well, here's the deal. He already did. And when we say things like, "Go pray for people bringing heaven to earth," what we're really saying is manifest the kingdom of heaven to that person. Proclaim and demonstrate the kingdom of heaven to that person. Because this is what it says in an Old Testament passage and in a New Testament one. This is from Daniel chapter 7, verse 18. "But the saints of the highest one will receive the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever for all ages to come." And in Hebrews chapter 12, says in verse 28, "Therefore, since we receive a kingdom, which cannot be shaken, let us show gratitude, by which we may offer to God an acceptable service with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. The word here, the key word here, and the one in Daniel, both Old Testament and New Testament, is about receiving a kingdom. Doesn't say beg God for a kingdom. Doesn't say beg God for an open heaven. Receive what's already there. Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is here. Now receive it. But we spend most of our time asking God for things he's already given us. And if the kingdom of heaven is the manifestation of the life of Christ in the context, if revival is the manifestation of the life of Christ in context of the kingdom of heaven, then you and I are already in Christ. And the kingdom of heaven's already here. All we have to do is believe that, receive it. The word receive, both in the Hebrew and the Greek, could be translated take. So it's not like trying to get something you don't have. It's taking something that's here and receiving it. And then demonstrating. We don't need to plead and beg God for signs and wonders. The kingdom of heaven is here. You're in Christ. It's here. It's now. Just receive it. Just receive it. And then manifest it. This is so simple to me. But we always have a tendency to want to create formulas and to make it more complicated. So that way we can track it and then sell books and tell people, now this is how I got there. Now here, if you do these same things, you'll get there. Well, I don't know what they did to get there, but eventually they simply believed. They may not know that's what happened, but that's what happened. Because they didn't make anything come. They simply believed in something that has come. And in believing, it's manifested. Remember, faith does not wait for manifestation. Manifestation waits for faith. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.